How do communities evolve? How do we truly become communities with common goals and objectives, even as our approaches, our histories, our mindsets may vary? Chris Ronayne is president of University Circle in Cleveland, Ohio. It's anchored by so-called EDS, MEDS, and arts organizations. Ronayne is in the Valley this afternoon as part of the Piper Trust Thought Leader Series on Advancing Resilience in Arts and Culture. His presentation is on the value of cross-sector partnerships. Chris, how adaptable is the University Circle approach to other mid-size and large cities?
Well, when I mentioned the EDS, MEDS, and the arts of University Circle in Cleveland, we're essentially talking about what we call anchor institutions. These are institutions that have grown over time, have made significant capital investments in place, and really are almost at this point too big to leave. They're vested in their interests in their cities. They're major employment engines. They are major builders of infrastructure. And there's a lot that keeps them in place. What you're finding, particularly out in the Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, Northeast, is that the EDS and MEDS are now your biggest employers in your respective cities. These are traditionally manufacturing cities that have over time sort of lost a little bit of their footing in manufacturing, but replaced it with, you know, the EDS and the MEDS. Actually, two-thirds of American cities have now as their largest or their second largest employer, a university or a hospital. And as you look out across the U.S., it's trending west, it's trending toward Phoenix, and it's a positive trend. These anchors cannot just easily airlift out like perhaps a company could to other labor markets overseas and so on. They're very vested. So how do you build economic development strategies and all-in city transformation strategies around these anchors? Like your universities here, such as ASU, that's made such a big splash in the downtown. There is something to be said for sticking around, for being an organization that's been around since the 1800s and is now making a big, big splash in its respective center city.
So when MEDS and EDS are joined by the arts, though, that implies something different. What can the arts do? Do you think the arts are underrated as it comes to the whole combination here?
You know, I mean, we talk a lot in American educational pedagogy about the STEM program, and I think a lot of your listeners are now familiar with the STEAM program, which is the idea of science, technology, engineering, math, but add in the arts to really make us more of whole persons, if you will. I think this is something that is sort of finding its way into early ed programs, that you want to have children and learners exposed to all different kinds of things. Of course, the science and math, but also the arts. And in places like University Circle, there's a great fusion of these things. We are one who've built a dozen museums and cultural institutions, as you have in Phoenix. Ours are a little bit more concentrated in really a single square mile, but we're both about the sustainability of the arts, the leverage of the arts. Arts as a cultural identity for your community. It's certainly the case in Cleveland, and I see it here in Phoenix as well. The other thing that the arts institutions can do when they get outside their own walls, and this is what we're really talking about these days, is how can an anchor institution like a Herd or like any of your arts institutions here in town, how can they kind of move the needle in the communities around them? That's something that I think we're all sort of collaborating on, how or what that success actually looks like. But, you know, people want to be around an interesting place. That's often wanting to be around an arts venue. And in being in that interesting space of arts, it's also inspiring in terms of creating innovation and creating that sort of creative economy. You know, when you think of the arts, you might not always quickly think of architecture, but the design community really sort of spawns out of the arts. The digital gaming community is now, you know, it's a growing, both a growing thing that people like to do, particularly younger people, but it's also an economy now. So how can like arts institutions inspire a whole new economy? And for us, arts institutions, hey, we've put a lot of money and, you know, personal capital into these places, a lot of our community equity into actually building these arts institutions. But how can you turn that back out into the community as a benefit for the community itself, as a benefit for the economy? And I think you've got a wonderful strand of arts and culture here in the Valley. And I think you're poised for actually sort of a transformation, not only of your city, your downtown, but in terms of your own identity.
Well, so that evolution you're talking about with University Circle, or expanding upon where people and things and objects and projects go, was that out of necessity, or was there a vision there to say, hey, we don't want it to have to be out of necessity?
Over the course of our planning together, we realized there were a lot of commonalities between our institutions. Could we market more together? Could we actually create sort of cross-sector exhibits together? Could we create neighborhood together, because our workforce might want to walk to work and live in the neighborhood and play? So we started incenting workforce to live in and around the area through some of the endowments of the institutions. We spent a little of it on workforce housing. All of a sudden, those anchors are sort of the new company towns of the new day in a good way. And they are here to stay. And you're starting to see a positive correlation of a neighborhood revitalization around arts and cultural institutions in Cleveland. I see that potential here as well, both at your universities. Not everybody has necessarily to be a student. Somebody likes to be sometimes just around an interesting place like a university campus. Mm-hmm. Or in a hospital district, they're not necessarily a doc or a nurse, but they might be somebody who does business with the local area hospital. In arts and culture, it's, again, being around an affinity district in an interesting place. So we were founded to have a place-based strategy to develop a transformation plan for Cleveland vis-a-vis arts and culture. We then became a shared service provider. We bought goods and services together. We leveraged major infrastructure together. We built, and still to this day, are building infrastructure together. At the end of the day, what we've done in Cleveland is arts and culture have moved the needle for a city that's seeing a good return of people coming back to the center core. Think about the common denominators. How can arts culture create a regional brand identity for Phoenix that might attract more people or retain people here? How can arts culture create a regional sort of base of future workforce? How can arts and culture actually catalyze your own economy? These are reasons you might want to put a group that can sort of be the glue between, as a cultural advocate for the arts, as a buyer of goods and services, as a group that is literally here to help grow, sustain, and make thrive in the future your arts and cultural community.
Chris Ronayne is president of University Circle Incorporated in Cleveland. He's here as part of the Piper Trust Thought Leader Series, Advancing Resilience in Arts and Culture, The Value of Cross-Sector Partnerships, and the event is later this afternoon at 4 o'clock at ASU's downtown campus. Chris, thank you.
My pleasure.